Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Well,
this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This music comes from the band Fox, that's spelled P-H-O-X. Fox have just released their self-titled debut album. It's full of catchy, heartfelt pop, and it's earned them a devoted following pretty quickly and landed them a recording session at Bon Iver's recording studio in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Now, in fact, the six members of Fox are all from Wisconsin. They all hail from Baraboo, the former hometown of the Ringling Brothers Circus, and were friends before they ever became a band. They've joined us here in the Soundcheck studio today to play some songs from their new album. This one is called Kingfisher.
Bleeding a million nightmares, and I chanced to one dream. It was in mint condition in my sleep. And flying one kingfisher as I was lost, a mind paints a lovely landscape at the cost. Lost actuality, a seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. Sabbath day, and oh yes dear, I finally reached to you. Oh no, what did I say? And taken for just a moment, and true at first light, so brief entirety, reverie is my damn right. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. And I would have followed you to all you do, and every idea that I've created, I would have followed. I've had a million nightmares, I lost one dream, and it was in mint condition in my sleep.
That's the band Fox, P-H-O-X is the spelling, and a live performance of their song Kingfisher here in the Soundcheck studio. The album, also called Fox, is out now. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. Monica Martin singing, Matt Holman playing guitar, both of them joining me here at the microphones. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hello.
Matteo Roberts, who normally plays keyboard, playing guitar and doing some backing vocals. Jason Krunfuzz, who usually plays bass, also playing guitar and doing some backing vocals. Davey Roberts, who usually plays drums, contenting himself with a little hand percussion there. and Zach Johnston playing banjo and doing some more vocals. So, Monica, you have lots of help there with the singing duties.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing, you know, it sounds like a group of friends, which is how you guys began, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you all grew up in this town called Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Baraboo, yeah, quite small.
How small?
I think when we were there, probably about 10,000, growing to now about 13,000, 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you guys transition from being friends, or in, you know, Mateo and Davey's case, brothers, which doesn't preclude being friends. How did you go from being friends to actually being a band?
It was a little complicated. I just had known Monica was a great singer for a long time. But we'd all been doing different projects, whether that was in music or otherwise. And I say yes to things when people ask me to do them, unless it's like my dad going, hey, can you help me out with the little yard work? It's like a lot of raking to do. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Can't you just hire that kid? He's so nice. No, but I said yes to a show before we were a band, and I was like, Monica, like, you know, we haven't really hung out. It's been a while. I was living in Nashville. Let's do a show together. That'd be fun, right? She's like, oh, God.
What have I done?
You serious?
So really, so you had a gig before you had a band, and then it was like, holy crap.
This is happening. And right. Then it was just friends.
That's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is Baraboo, it's not a college town, right?
No, but we do have a community college.
Uh-huh.
Does that count?
Well, yeah. I mean, the question being, you know, if a college town is usually going to have places to play and,
it's not a college town in that sense.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. So you were in Nashville. So there was like at least a brief period of diaspora before you all came back together again.
Quite a while. Basically since high school.
Okay. Now, that's sort of what I was getting at. So after high school, you have to leave town unless you're going to the local community college, right?
You have to.
Okay. So you come back eventually, and it seems like you almost immediately started documenting everything you were doing because, you know, there's all kinds of videos. You've released a video EP, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two. We did two of those. That was the earliest project that we did. And then when Zach moved in, he was living in California. He moved in and kind of took the idea and expanded it to be a little more theatrical, and that was Confetti, which is what we did last year.
And what was the idea? Was it, we're not sure if we're a band yet? We might be a performance art troupe? I mean, what was this?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's fun to combine different media. You know, that's where new ideas come from at this point, combination. Yeah. So let's try that out. It was just a bunch of things that we all did. So let's put them together.
We're speaking with the members of the band Fox. They're playing for us live here in the Soundcheck studio. Monica, this next song is called 1936. Mm-hmm. And just looking at the lyrics, it seems like there might be a bit of a story and maybe even a kind of family story here.
Yeah. There's sort of a lot going on. I mean, I try to be authentic and really share in depth what this is about, but sometimes I have a hard time doing it in this sort of setting, to be honest. But
this sort of setting, meaning?
Like, be in an interview setting. Like, you want to be candid, but the short, polite version is that,
that'll
you
do.
Know, sorry, sort of talking to my sister and saying, you know, I'm sorry I projected all of our family's trash on you that one night, and I love you, and let's, you know, do this together. It's sort of, you know, I think you love the people you love the most, you end up sort of being the nastiest to sometimes. So the song sort of came from a particular night we had I don't want to say brawl, that's too...
Yeah,
spat.
Yeah.
Quite a spat.
A spat.
And now you get to relive it in song every night out on stage.
Oh my gosh, that's every one of the songs. I'm like, why am I doing this? Just like ruminating on it all.
All right. Well, you want to sing it for us?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. The song is called 1936. It is a song from the band Fox from their self-titled debut album. They're playing for us live here in the Soundcheck studio today. They will be performing tonight at the Knitting Factory, sold out. Tomorrow night at the Mercury Lounge, also sold out. For our WDET listeners in Detroit, you can catch them on August 1st at the Magic Stick Lounge. But they're playing for us today here in the Soundcheck studio.
Her blood is our blood too, I know. And I feel all of it too, you know, and you know. '36, breathing and garnet her stone ever gleaming. And Edith's hope is for love, but she doesn't hear of her grandchildren grieving. No eldest raised by our ringling, and spirit granted from Sing Sing. And all of her heart is for drugs, and she doesn't care that everyone is leaving. Her blood is our blood too, I know. And I feel all of it too. Halfway in the hour, toward the mid of the night, we met our hands, despite our wicked fight, and we will soar, and away round this awful mess that all dreams have thrown.
That is called 1936, another live performance from the band Fox here in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find a kind of gussied up version of all these songs on their self-titled debut album. So this Monica, is kind of the unplugged version of the band.
Yeah, these are all more, you know, stripped down.
Yeah.
It's fun to, you know, get gussied up. You know. We're in the daylight right now, so...
So there's a line in that song about, you know, eldest child raised by Al Ringling.
Yeah.
Is Al Ringling one of the Ringling brothers of the circus?
Yeah. Funnily enough, my family is originally from Baraboo, or my great-grandfather, that's where he lived. So I was actually born in Chicago, and we didn't end up back in Baraboo, Wisconsin. That's where my grandma was raised, born in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
My family's just been there, so...
So how big a shadow does this circus cast on a town of 10,000 people? It must be a big part of the town history, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, they stopped doing the Big Top show a few years ago, and then it came back. So there actually is a Big Top in town right now, except about 75% of the seats are outside of the Big Top because they've shrunk it about 75%.
And so now everyone's watching on big screen TVs or something?
Yeah, I'm
really?
Sure. No. Okay. It's just not the same. Obviously, yeah. It's an art form which disintegrated almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
it's become something else. Now everyone's doing cirques.
Yeah, cirques. Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, there's a museum there, which is really beautiful, and a huge collection of circus wagons.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but it's definitely overshadowed by the neighboring Wisconsin Dells and their horrendous cowboy boot moccasin shop.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me what that is.
right. It's a tour.
The Wisconsin Dells?
Yes, which is actually the rock formations formed by the river.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely.
Very much so. However, that was subverted maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, into being indoor water parks and roller coasters, go-karts. Yeah, what else is up there? Fudge,
lots of fudge. Just poor quality.
We ship fudge. Can I get one sign that says "We ship fudge"?
Maybe that could be the name of your next record.
Yeah.
I'll put that in my back pocket.
But still, I mean, it seems like you guys really, you know, still have a love for this place. I mean, isn't the Baraboo High School Symphony Band credited on the record?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a twisted romance we have with Baraboo, Wisconsin. But yeah, the band room was actually a safe haven for, I mean, I'll speak for myself and maybe a few of the others. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Lang, you know, who taught that class,
it was fun to go. Band teacher.
Yeah, band teacher. It was cool to go back and hang out with him. And
so you guys played in the band?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were in marching band together.
We were in marching band. Oh. Trumpet. Matt played trumpet. Mm-hmm. I played trombone.
Jason was a drum major. Davey also played drums, but mostly just caused mischief, if you can believe it. Now he's the tamest one.
Oh, okay.
So Jason was a drum major.
Yeah, he ran the show.
Still got all the moves?
No.
He's modest.
He was the golden child of the music suite in high school. He was in all the musicals. Mm-hmm. His father taught boy choir. His mother taught dance. And he was the star child of...
Okay, so now, this band of friends that has become a band of musicians, you know, you do things democratically, and that sounds great, but at some point, someone needs to step up and be the boss and be the drum major, and who is that?
It just doesn't happen.
It's got to be a grown-up in the band, is what I'm saying.
No, that's what I told my mom when I was younger. Is, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be in a band. And she said, well, you can't have both, honey.
Nice line. Good for Mom. The band is Fox. The album, their self-titled debut, is out now. Detroit listeners, you can catch them August 1st at the Magic Stick Lounge. And they've been playing for us here on Soundcheck today. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Got a song to play us out with?
Yeah, the song's called Slow Motion.
I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. In everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I just find my way. I'll find it. Go now, I couldn't hold my eyes to the stars, burdened by how they slap so far away. I see now, and this is better in so many ways. All that glitter is fire, burns the skin, leaves you with face. I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. In everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I just find my way. I'll find it. Heavy is my sleeping, hour is my dreaming. Are you?
off my cheek. Only you'll know why I cry. Over mold and wine, all the tags fell through the floor. Tripping over fine lines, and you, if I stay here, well, I'll have some explaining for you. Since I've been the mind where there's things it ought to do.
The song is called Slow Motion, a final live performance on Soundcheck from the band Fox, the pride of Baraboo, Wisconsin, performing here in our New York studios. Thanks for joining us today here at soundcheck.org.
All is clear.